Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6:00 and time to start our meeting of Buildings and Grounds. The committee is myself, Sandy Hussman is chair, Katie Capellini, Jason Mishka, and Mary Westfall. Also from council, we have Mark Frye and Doug Hanem are here at the moment. And from administration, we have the mayor with the law director, Leslie Brining, Bill Sanford, and from the Blade, Brian Buckey. I think that's everyone. We're here to discuss proposed ordinance 53-2015, which is Lathrop House operating agreement. I'm going to let Leslie do most of this, but just as a reminder, and for some it's a reminder, for others it's new territory. Over 10 years ago, we had, the city had an agreement, made an agreement with the Metro Parks to run the Lathrop House and be there for them. And that came to an end actually in 2014. And so we needed to address how we were going to handle that going forward. And that's what this legislation is about. You received it at the last council meeting, so you've had a chance to read it. Leslie, do you want to walk us through that then?
Sure. Thank you, Mrs. Hussman. As Mrs. Hussman said, the original operating agreement that we entered into with the Metro Parks in 2004 called for a review of the agreement and the operations at the expiration of 10 years. Obviously, that was last year, and that's when we began taking a look at it. And through the winter and early spring, we met with Sue McHugh, who's the chair of the Friends of the Lathrop House, and just worked with her because she's in the building. She knows what issues they might have and what things that we should address or be considering going forward. Under the old agreement, the Metro Parks was much more involved, which made sense because at that time the house had just been moved to its current location and hadn't been renovated at all. Since that time, the basement has been finished, and now it's kind of at a good, maybe a good spot to transition. So that's, I think, probably what prompted the Metro Parks to come forward with the new agreement, which just says that they will assist the city with programming. That's what they have offered to continue to do, in which the Friends of Lathrop House and also Andy Erbscorn, the Sylvania Historical Village curator, are very appreciative of their willingness to be involved. And the new agreement calls for review every 2 years. So in 2 years, we'll take another look and see how the relationship is working. And if there's things we would like them to do more of, I'm sure they'd be open to it. Through the course of the discussions with Mrs. McHugh last week, we realized two things. We're still up in the air issues with the Lathrop House that we need to finalize before I feel comfortable recommending that the agreement be entered into. The first is the air conditioning unit was stolen, which this is the second time it's happened. And the second thing is there's an issue. The furnace that was provided or that was installed is not the same as what was supposed to be installed. So we need to work with the Metro Parks to have them work with the contractor to get that switched out. So pending those two things, Mrs. McHugh is comfortable with the operating agreement. I believe Mrs. Hussman and Mrs. Erbscorn, there's tons of, lots of artifacts and all kinds of historical documents that the Metro Parks has turned back over to the Friends of the Lathrop House to maintain in the house. So I think, other than those two pretty significant items, I think we're in a good spot. But does anybody have any questions or concerns?
All Well, I talked to Sue McHugh again today, just to kind of make it real clear in my brain, and also get some more information. They have been through what they call phase one and phase two. Phase one was the outside, basically the outside, and they got a grant from ODOT for that, which was an 80% grant with 20% match from the Friends of the Lathrop House. Phase two was then the basement, which maybe many of you hopefully have been through. It's a museum type area with a ramp going down into the basement, and it's that was where the slaves were kept, so that's a pretty special area. And that also was the same type of grant from ODOT, also an 80% with a 20% match. Those types of grants from ODOT are no longer available. So going forward, they would like to do, the future phase would be the first floor. And I don't think they have really any intention of doing anything on the second floor, but the first floor probably should be done at some point. Again, they're an active fundraising group. The Metro Parks has offered assistance with grant writing and administration of the grant, which is basically what they've done with the other two grants, and help with public relations, marketing, that kind of thing. So, but I think they want to be out of the actual operations part of it. Tim Burns has recently gone through the house with Sue McHugh, and he says definitely the furnace is supposed to be a not a 60 BTU, but an 80 BTU, and you can all figure out what that means. British thermal units. My husband taught me that, and the specs called for that when they got the the original grant, and so they're going to work on that, as Leslie said, and get another air conditioning unit, and somehow, I don't know, chain it to the building or something, so that it doesn't get taken again. The other thing that we will be responsible for, that the district, Metro Parks District has been doing, is paying the utilities, gas and electric. We provide the water, but the gas and the electric, which I believe was about $2,000. I think that's all that I learned that really isn't exactly in the document, but I thought is information that you should have. Long term, ideally, it would be great to have all our history groups under one umbrella and one executive director. We're not ready to be there. As a member of the Savannah Historical Village Board, we have a new executive director. She hasn't even been here with us for a year, so. She's very much has talked a lot with Sue, was at the meeting we had the other day. I know at some point, I shouldn't say I know because I never know everything, but I really feel that we can get that accomplished. When we come back to this review in 2 years, we should be able to make a move to have all of our history under one umbrella.
So. Yeah. Are you looking for any action from us this evening, or are you just advising us and legislation will be updated and brought to council?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will update Leslie, not me. Leslie will update. Yes. Yes. She's not quite ready, and I'm all for that, waiting till we've got these final little eggs taken care of here in our basket, and once that happens, then we'll bring it back to council for a vote.
I do think it's nice that this is a 2-year agreement versus a 10-year agreement. It lets us kind of observe what's happened with the historical village and at the Andy Folds and see how she becomes familiar with all of the various entities and lets us figure out if there's a better
exactly right
equation for the future.
Yeah. And just for clarification purposes, since the utilities are going to be switched from Toledo Metro Parks, are they going into the city of Sylvania's name?
Yes.
Okay.
Leslie says yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we will be responsible for, I don't know that we are right at the moment.
No, we have not been.
So when, as soon as we sign this.
As soon as the agreement is signed, we can make the switch.
But there's contractual implications to that.
Right.
I was putting my other hat on.
Yes.
Oh.
I understood why you were asking.
You do have another hat, don't you? Well, do you want to explain that to us?
Well, I've worked with the city historically as an energy consultant on behalf of the city's facilities, and if the city's going to add another facility, that's perfectly fine. I have no issue with that. I just want to make sure that we have the contracts done the way that they need to be done and to get the price of the commodity at the lowest possible price. That's the intent.
Leslie, will you do that, please?
Yes.
We're already working with the administration on that part of it. That's why I was asking the question.
Are there any other questions or comments before we adjourn? Well, if there's any questions that come up or concerns, call me or Leslie, and we can talk about it some more. We don't have to make any decisions tonight, but thank you for being here. I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Is this like the quickest meeting ever? At 6:12. Thank you all.
Is it 6:12?